line from the bottom, Nun Hey Amid Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Ain't like him behemoth but Mars Majashani, you're not allowed to buy an animal out of Yerushalayim from Mars Majashani. Rashi brings to Pshatim, either because it says V'tartak has to be a decha, or because it might get weak from traveling. Bin Lakach, and if you did buy it by mistake, so it was a mekach to us, Yachzur Damam L'mkaimam, the sale is voided. The Mazid, Kala B'techa B'makam, well, go slap the behemoth up there. You knew it was Majashani money, you did it anyway, go slap it up there. I'm Rabbi Yudah ben Medvar, I'm a born with Mitzchavim, but look at Tchilu Hashem Shlomim. You didn't mean to be Maitzim, Maitzim, Shani, Lechulim. All you did was you were going to transfer it to the animal and slap the animal. So go slap the animal. Have a Mitzchavim, Maitzim, Maitzim, Shani, Lechulim. But if you wanted to take the Maitzim, Shani, Lechulim, meaning you were going to use the animal here, and the Maitzim was going to use the money here, meaning nobody was taking it anywhere, it wasn't being done as redemption, so then Yahzu Dhamma Kaiman, we void the sale. In fact, the Gemara Banantana and Rabbi Yudah Ibn Bemezid Kiddush. Why is it different than Kiddushin? That over there you gave it to the woman, thinking that you're marrying her, you no longer have Maisha Shani, she got Maisha Shani, she thinks it's Chulin. She will take it to Yerushalayim. Therefore you're not violating taking Mas Maisha Shani L'Chulin. Frank the Gemara Maskel or Rabbi Yudah Ibn Bemezid Kiddush. Why is it different? Person knows that the Mos Mashishani are not Mischaul. Utnan, ain't like some behemoth to me, I bought it because the Mos Mashishani are filled with Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to spend Mashishani money on any of those items, even Yerushalayim. If you did, we make you redeem, take other money instead of it. So why is the woman, any by the woman, we don't make you do that. By the woman, we say she's Mukadashis and life goes on.
What should we say?
Well, again, we're assuming now that the woman is no better than the guy who sold the horse. And there we make you give other money. So why by the woman do we say you don't have to give other money to Maisha Shani? And for the Gemara, you're right. The special woman, she went to seminary, she knows the halach. Amar marim lochach yechu connect them. Bama yachzur dhamma from kaimam. Why?
She knew it was
Meisra,
and she would go to Yerushalayim.
No, she wasn't going to go to Yerushalayim. You said a woman knows. Why does she know any more than the Meicher? Frank the Gemara, Mamayim, Yalkach, Yechu, Kenegdom. Bamayim, Yaksu, Dhamma, Vum, Kaimam. Why don't we void the sale like we did when the guy wanted to buy the animal? Tihasam, Amr Shmum, Shibarach. We would void the sale. But it's not around, so we can't void the sale. Frank the Gemara, Taim, the Baruch, and the Baruch, and Sinan, the Meicher, who wanted to sell this animal. Why don't we make him pay anyway, instead of voiding the sale? But the Gemara, we blame the mouse hole for the fact that it got that a piece of cheese gets stolen. Same thing here. We blame the Meicher. Again, you need the Akbar. Why are you picking on one more than the other? Now, the Gemara, you're right. They're equally guilty. The bottom line is he has the money, and therefore we punish him that he has to give void the sale. And therefore, whereas if he runs away, we have no other option except to make the lekeach redeem it with other money. Dr. Mishnah, Vaitam, Kaddish, Barla, Bekili, Akarim, these are all things that are asur b'ana. Barla's first 3 years of a furut, first 3 years of a tree. Kili, Akarim is a mixture of seeds and vineyards. Bishar, Nisko, Begla, Rufa, Betipure, Mitzaira, the birds of Mitzaira, Besar, Nasir, Petach, Amar, Basar, Becholov, Kulan Shinishtu Bazara Aina Mukadeshis. Machra Bikidish with the Bayam, if he sold it and did Kedushin with the money. Mukadeshis, and as I explained, it was trying to figure out it wasn't really a sale. Can't sell Isra Anah. I mean, the guy gave you money for the Isra Anah as a present, but Lamaisha gave it for the Isra Anah, so you would think that the Isra goes over. The answer is it does not. Right to Gemara Barlaminai, Malon, how do I know Arla's Asabanah, the Tanya? How do I know this is an Isra? No, shouldn't die with it, which is less tangible. When you're consuming it, it's three times the word Arla to tell me all kinds of pleasure or usher. Is an Ackerman of Bentugat Esh, you have to burn it with fire. it's going to become like Kaidish. In fact, the Gemara in my Kaidish Typhus is Dhamma Vyaita Lechulin. Av Kili Akam Typhus is Dhamma Vyaita Lechulin. Kili Akam should also be Typhus Dhamma of and go Lechulin. And for the Gemara Machaberta Gedechiskia, you're right. Not because it's like Hegdish, but because it's an acronym of the Kaidish. Chuck the Gemara Vyaita Sharnisku Min Mayan. How do I know Sharnisku is also Vanoa the Tanya? Why did the Torah have to say don't eat the meat? That even if you would have shecht it before they stoned it, after Gemara did, it's also to eat. How do you see a Sharanah from the word Naki? The guy got cleaned out of his Nechasim. How do you know Leochos Besari is coming for Shechita before they stoned it? Maybe if he shechted it before the stoning, it's mutter. They did skilu dasa to tell me it's aser b'hana, and Leochos is only going to be telling me achil is aser because of the vela. But Leochos would be adding the aspect of hana. Because Rabbi Vo, I'm Rabbi Blazer, Kol Malkim Shenemar Lo Yoichel Lo Yisaychel Lo Yisaychel.
What would
teach him? Lo would mean Hana, not eating. It can't be eaten because it's Nevela.
Lo Yoichel versus Lo Saha?
No, Lo Yoichel versus whatever. No, not versus anything. Meaning the Torah said stone the Shar, so it's Nevela. So Lo Yoichel's Besarai, you can't eat it anyway. It's telling me don't have pleasure. And how do I know that the word Ye'acho is used for pleasure? In my Webster's, Ye'acho is translated as eat. So where do we know that Ye'acho is used for pleasure? So Rabbi Vo, I'm Rabbi Blazer. I'm Rabbi Vo, I'm Rabbi Blazer. Kamokim Shenemel Ye'acho Le'Seichel Le'Seichlu. Every time it says Le'Ye'acho Le'Seichel Le'Seichlu, Echel Ye'Seichel Le'Echel Le'Sana. No, in Webster's, Le'Ye'acho means do not eat nor have pleasure. That's the translation of Le'Ye'acho. Or Le'Ye'acho, the same thing. How do I know that? Yes.
Why in this pasuk? Why did it have to say both? In Juni Nevela, and then it also says you can't have any.
Again.
To a Gentile, you can't. Why did it say both? If you do Lo Yochel Nevela, it says begin the pasuk, right?
Again, it says Sakhi Yisakh Lashar, Velo Yochel Sarai. Stone the Shar and don't eat the meat. The Gemara's kasha was if you stone it, obviously you can't eat the meat. So the Gemara therefore learned the whole drasha that you shechted it before Gemara did. The Gemara's response was, maybe it means stone the shar and don't have any pleasure. And if you're going to ask me, how does the word Ye'achol mean pleasure? We learn that from Rav Ho, I'm Rav Blazer, that the word Ye'achol means pleasure. Dr. B, let me just finish the piece of Gemara. And for the Gemara, and how do I know what Ye'achol means pleasure? Where did Rav Ho, I'm Rav Blazer get to say this? Because they learned it from the Vela, because they have support from the Vela. By the Vela, the Torah said specifically, don't eat gifts to a guy. Why did the Torah have to say that? Just say, don't eat. And I would know, don't eat doesn't mean no pleasure. There's a raya that don't eat includes pleasure unless otherwise specified. And for the Gemara, how do you mean the Navkalan Israel Achilim Elo Yacho? When Lo Yacho means don't eat, it also means pleasure. But the Torah wouldn't use the word of Lo Yacho for only pleasure. If I know eating from somewhere else, why would the Torah express it using the wrong verb? When the Torah is trying to teach me both, it'll use Layachol. But when it's only teaching me Hana, why would the Torah teach me the word Layachol? Inami, and even if you want to live that the Torah would do that, Layachol is Psare Lamali. What's S Psare doing? Tell me, I forgot the Shuk that came, Basar Asar. Tell me, if you shek the cutting my did, it's Asar. Yes, doctor.
That answered my question.
That's why I like to push things off to the end.
That's why I like to wait before boarding out a question.
Maskim Bla Marzutra. Vei Mahani Milech the Badik Tzur B'Shechaba. Maybe there's a difference in how you shecht it. Maybe shechting it with a rock is a different kind of shechita, and that answers it. But Enochinami, if you use a knife, it would be okay. The Mechzik is Chila, B'Shechta B'Sakin Loi. And for the Gemara Midi Sakin Sibi Barai, does the Torah ever differentiate what tool you use? You're going to start differentiating in kinds of tools. In the Torah's views, all tools like in Shecht are created equal. Rock, glass, reeds, period. But now Lo Yacho means both. Don't shecht it and have an eat, and don't shecht it and have an up. So then what do I need Baal Shor Anoki for? Hi, Baal Shor Anoki is my author. So the Gemara Lanos Ayrai, to tell me that the hide is Asr Bano. Sagadai to Chamina Liochus, sorry, Asr Ayrai Mutter. The Ayr should be Mutter. Period. So there. But Yochus Vasari, Baal Shor Anoki is to tell me, don't have an up from R. In fact, the Gemara, there are two other Tanoim. They use Baal Shor Anoki for other things. One uses it to tell me that a shor doesn't pay chati kaifer at the tam, and one uses it to tell me that a shor doesn't pay tmei vladas. So hanach tanoi demamkli habar shor naki luchati kaifer l'tmei vladas. So they don't have the extra pasuk about a shor naki. So hayat naasai right, hanasai manalu. Where would they learn that the hide is aser bana? And for the Gemara, yes. And for the Gemara. S b'sarai, S hatavu l'b'sarai, S that's secondary to the b'sarvasan. V'idok, so why didn't this price learn it from there? S loydarish, doesn't darish an S. Now how do we have this machleik? Is like the tanya. Shimon am suni ramla nechem yam suni yedersh kol esn shem b'tayra. They darish an is S in the tayra. He was again last Hashem l'kechot tira pirish. He stopped because he got that Hashem l'kechot tira. He couldn't darish at anything that had any shaykhus to fearing Hashem. I'm going to tell me the Rebbe Kolesin should derash to my day. You did the whole branch of Shmoy Taikub Amidvarm part of Dvarim. What happens to all the Essen? Avalem Chesha Balkhara Drisha. I got Schar for Darshaning every S. Talk about the Abrisha. I now recognize the truth. Tomorrow, but give a limit as a Shemakach. Tira the Rabbis Tami the Chacham. The one has to fear Tami the Chacham.
Have you used Esbazar before?
What?
Have you used Esbazar for Hanah?
Who? No, we didn't use it. The Gemara asked them on the oven that uses Naki for other things. Where would they know Isra Noah from? They use Naki to tell me no Dmei Vlad is no Chatzi Kaifer.
Yeah. So that uses no to.
The Brisa learned Naki for Noah. We explained that the Brisa means Naki for Noah's Ayrai. That was the Brisa.
But then how do we find out? I thought that he said use S. Sorry.
So it's machleik. Do you darsh an S or you don't darsh an S? If you darsh an S, you don't.
I'm talking about the
height.
I'm talking about.
Well, tells me no pleasure, no eating, no pleasure.
That's Lukuli Alma?
That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara only said it wouldn't only come for pleasure. But once it's coming to tell me you can't eat it if you shecht it, it also asks pleasure. That's Lukuli Alma. We learn it out, kapara like kachim, and this, right. Tipura mitzayra minalon, the tana de bere bishmol, nemer makshir mechaper bifnim, the two kinds of kabbalas, the ones that are makshir, ones that are mechaper, usher mitzayra is a makshir, nemer makshir mechaper bifnchutz, that's the Purim Mitzayra is a Makshir, Egla Ruf is a Mechaper. Ma Makshir Mechaper Amr Bifnim Asa B'Makshir K'Mechaper, Af Makshir Mechaper Amr B'Chutz Asa B'Makshir K'Mechaper. Now this source, at the end of the day, it's going to be a machloikas tanoim. The Gemara brings it here as a statement of fact, but later on, the Gemara goes to the machloikas of Shlachas and Rabbi Yechanan. When the Egla Rufa become, when the Tzipur and Mitzayr become Aser, we find out that Rabbi Yechanan did not learn this drasha. He did not compare Tzipur and Mitzayr to Egla Rufa. He learned it out from Ezel Loi Taiklu. So Mamela, this, even though the Gemara brings it now as a Dover Pashit, it ends up being a machloikas tanoim. Rashi learns only the shchuta becomes aser. They both become aser, and one becomes mutter later on. Shchita is what asers it. He learned that I've Megla Rufa Makshu Machaper Makshu Machaper. So that tells me that it's Asa while it's alive. Now, again, what point of alive? We don't know. In fact, the Gemara Egla Rufa Gufa Memesai, at what point does the Egla Rufa become Asr? Amrab Yana Gvul Shemati Baba Shachachti. I heard a Gvul, but I forgot what it was. My friends tell me that it's when it enters the valley. Fracti Gemara, so that's not when you bought it. So why can Tzipur and Mitzrayim Asa before that? If Ma'al Egra Aluf Mishas Lekicha Lemitzra, Av Tzipur and Mitzrayim Nami Mishas Lekicha Lemitzra. So why is it Asa Mishas Lekicha? That the Gemara Haki asked, there is no question. Hasim is like Gulachrida. By the Egla Rufa, the Torah told me, buy it and bring it down. So the Torah talked about another act. So when it's Hasim Michayim, I say it's for the last act that the Torah mentioned, which is bring it down to the valley. Hakim is like Gulachrida. The Torah says, buy it. Doesn't say anything else. Therefore, that's the point becomes Usher. So at this point, we have a Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish. Are Tzipuri Mitzayra Usher while it's alive or not? Eser Rabbi Yochanan, and Rish Lakish. Pasuk says, called Tzipur Taira Techelu, the word kol. The Rabbi says, I'm Shulachas. They tell me that the bird you send away is kosher. The Zash, Eloi Taira Klumahem, and that is also a Riboy. Asher is the Riboy. Tell me, the Rabbi says, Ashkuta, that you can't eat the Shkuta. Now that makes sense if this becomes usher when it becomes shchuta. Why do I need a pasuk to usher it? It was already usher before, so I don't need a pasuk to tell me shchuta is usher. So the Gemara Malta Tema Bidid Havakotchim the Mechayim Asiri Vashu Shchita Machshulah. You do the process, it becomes mutter. Over here, you do the ritual of shchita, maybe it becomes mutter. Kamash Melana Dashloi Toichlu, then it remains usher. Esrei Shachta Benimtzas Treifa. That means this bird is not good. You don't have to buy two new birds, just buy one new bird. Now that makes sense if it was never usher yet, if Shchita ushers it, and there was no Shchita because it was Treifa. What took off the Yisur? It was bought, it was already a Treifa. The kind of Treifa that could not have developed afterwards. And Mamela, they bought it, it never got usher, because it was never aimed to be a Tzipuri Mitzayra. And therefore, lechal lekdusha klal. Esrei. Shechta shloi be'ezoi, shloi be'ez eres, shloi be'shnita los. Shechted it without having the other things that are necessary. I call them ingredients. Yaakov ayim rohayim huktzul mitzvasa, asura. The bottom line is, this was a Tzipuri Mitzayra, it's usher. Shemen ayim rohayim v'nishchut shloika mitzvasa mutaris. It's a shchita shein aruya. It's a shchita that can't work. One considers this a shchita, but the kulam would be a mechayim lemitzra, because how does, if it's not us a mechayim, why is it mutter bana? What took off the yisur bana? Zokta Gemara, you're right, tanoihi. So machloikas tanoim, why shchuta is usher? Is it from machshir mechaper, and therefore it's like egla rufa that has to be usher during the lifetime? Or is it from Zashaloi Toichlu, which is a new Isser of Shchuta? That's the Machloikas Tanoim. Where do I derive the Isser of Tzipuri Mitzayra? And the Tanya, Reb Shaul Nehme, Ma'akshim Mechaber Mifnim, Benem, Ma'akshim Mechaber Bechutz, Ma'akshim Mechaber Mifnim, Asa Be'akshim Mechaber, Ma'akshim Mechaber Amba Bechutz, Asa Be'akshim Mechaber. So at the end of the day, how do I know Tzipuri Mitzayra Asa Ba'na? Machloikas Tanoim. One Tana learns it from Ma'akshim Mechaber, one Tana learns it from Zashaloi Toichlu. A big, huge difference. If you learn it from Egla Rufa, it's Asa Mechayim. If you learn it from the Pasuk Zash Loi Taichlu, it's Shchita that answers it. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Gufa. Kol Tzibur. Machshir Mechaper. We compare it to Egla Rufa. Gufa. Kol Tzibur Taira Techelu, the Rabbah says Hamashulachas. Comes to include the bird you send away, it's edible. How do you know which one to be matar and which one to aser? No living things become aser. It's not true. An animal designated to serve of it, to be used as a carbon private azara, was not used. The nevat, or an animal that was bowed down to. The balichaim, you know, these are living things. That's theory. And it is aser. Living things. Something Mark Yasir Ligvaya, it's only us for carbon, lehed mitushari. However, it is permissible for a private individual. Maskilur Vyrmia, Harivea Venirva Be'edim, if it did bestiality with witnesses, therefore it's Chayiv Misa, the Bali Chayiv Ninu, Vasiri becomes Asabana. Like we learned before, Shara Nisko, because it becomes a Shara Nisko. Most Bali Chaim don't become Aser. You're right, there are exceptions. But if you have a choice to Aser a living or a non-living, Aser the non-living. Because that's usually what happens in the Torah. That's answer number one. The Beir Rabbi Shmuel taught the Makra v'shilich ha-sipor ha-chai al-pnei ha-sada. Why did it have to say al-pnei ha-sada? The Talmud, because sada is like a field. Ha-sada muteres, ha-fai nami muteres. then it becomes mutter. In fact, the Gemara I saw the halacha the last time we bought like the Tanya. I need it for a different halacha. So the shliyam would be yafu v'zikeru liyam. I shouldn't send it out to the Mediterranean. Begeves v'zikeru l'midbar. Send it into the desert. Shliyam et chutz liyam v'zikeru b'toich liyam. And I shouldn't send it towards the city. Kaim shayim et b'yir v'zikeru chutz l'chaimah. I have to stand in the city and throw it out of the wall. So, but you need Sada to tell me where to send it. Okay, Nichtav Sada. My Hatsada, Nichtav Sada, my Hatsada, Shabbat Natarti. That's a second source, the word Hatsada. Rabba Amar, the Amrit Torah Shalach Lutakola. The question doesn't start. The Torah wouldn't make a mitzvah of send it away when it's a thing that's Aser. Zogti Gemara Vaita B'Sar Nazir is Aser B'Hanav. How do I know Sar Nazir is Aser B'Hanav? So the Gemara, Kaddish Yia Gadol Parasar Rishai. So we say the Kaddish is going on the hair. So the Gemara, Gedula Yia Kaddish. Ma Kaddish Typhus is Dama V'Yaitz L'Chulim. Avstar Nazir Typhus is Dama V'Yaitz L'Chulim. So the Chayri should be able to redeem it. So the Gemara, Mikreen and Kaddish, Kaddish Kareenan. Kaddish means it's intrinsically Kaddish. And Kaddish means it has the properties of Kedusha that can be removed. Petach Hamor.
Well, that's extrinsic.
It can't be removed. It's intrinsic.
I think it can be removed.
No. I said Kaidesh.
No, you're correct. I'm wrong. I misheard
you. Zakti Gemara Vaitu. Petach Hamor. Name of Masis and Lord Shem Shimon. Tanya Petach Hamor. Sabat Nadi Rib Yudim Shimon Mater. Shimon says a firstborn donkey is Mutabana. You have a Chiv to either redeem it or chop its neck off, but it's Mutabana. After it's chopped off, it's Aser B'Hanav. Interesting, the Gemara did not bring a source. The Petach Hamor is Aser. Rashi says, you learn it out from Egla Rufa. That's the source. Basir B'Khalo B'Nalon, Tanei Be'er B'Shmol, L'Tzvash V'Di B'Khalo Yimo, Gimu Pamim. Egel Yisra Achila, Bechel Yisra Na, Bechel Yisra Bishol. Three times, tell me three different Yisurim. But the Gemara Masis is like Tana. The Mishnah is not like the following Tana. Tanya Rav Shimon Yudah Amar Basa B'Chol Vasa B'Achila Mutar Banav. Shenemar Kam Kaddish Atol Hashem Elokecha L'Sra Shagvi B'Chol Evimai. Your holy nation, do not cook a goat in the milk of its mother, where we learn that Basa B'Chol. Halon Uaymen by Treifa, it says. And Treifa means when you check and find something wrong. Anshi Kaddish Tirli. Ma'al Halon, it says clearly Asa B'Achila Mutar Banav. It says Ma'akelav Tashlichon Roysoi. Avkan, Aser Bachila, Mutar Banav.
The Kelp Tashlichon is so. Maybe. Arbit everything?
I don't know what you mean. It's talking about Treifa.
I understand, but Kelp Tashlichon is so. Maybe it means just.
Talking about Treifa, just throw it to the dogs. Why does it say throw it to the dogs?
I know Rashi explains it over there.
Okay, so then what are you asking?
No, I'm saying, but. Maybe only that.
No, it's not true.
Why? Mothership. You have something similar by care, give it to a care and give it to the might have thought. It's very nice. Maybe this is maybe far right only to this, only to a dog.
I don't know. Good question. I don't know the answer. I mean, I could give you an answer, but it's going to be a very good meaning. We always assume that the Torah is giving you an example of an Isra'na, a Heterana. It's only by the Vela that there's a Tana that says these two things, is that the Torah said two things and said, sell it to a guy or give it to a ger. The fact that the Torah changed verbs teaches Rabbi Yehuda that the Torah is insisting on something. If not, I don't approach things to say that the Torah meant only give it to a dog. There's no reason to think that the Torah would only be matred for one hana. Only there, where the Torah made a change of the Sina and Mechira, that we have such a thing. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Chul Shadishkutu Bazara. I know, I think I'm going to start this again tomorrow as we go through Chul Shadishkutu Bazara.
Question.
Yes.